All right, everyone, welcome to another episode of Unhinged. Now, there's a special guest for this episode because he didn't make it to the first one, but he's here for this one. The sultry and smooth, Chucky Smooth, Wade Olson.
It can't be sexy for an Unhinged episode.
No, it can't be sexy, but it's going to be really agitated.
Agitated, sexy, like Blue Steel.
And angry.
Angry. Like,
ooh, yeah.
You see my face.
Magnum. This is what we're calling this. This is a Magnum.
This is the Magnum episode of Unhinged.
So, first Unhinged episode that we dropped was me going on a rant about how Hollywood likes to pull these bullshit adaptations, and yeah, I'm saying it that way. This is Unhinged. I'm gonna curse my ass off. So if you don't like it, turn the shit off.
This is what's happening. Tag is gonna be heavy.
Exactly. This episode, Brother Wade decided to hop on with me. We're gonna talk about how video game companies like to fuck us over and decide to make us pay for DLC content, which probably should have launched with the initial game, or these big video game companies can't sit and wait and decide to put the game out properly and send us a big pile of shit and has tons of glitches. Mm-hmm. So this episode is about how video game companies can't get the shit right and always let the shit come out fucked up.
Yep. So you want me to go first or you go first?
You know what, brother? We're going to let you go first because 2K decided to drop WWE 2K20.
Yes.
And, oh, Lord, what a steaming pile of shit that was for the initial release.
Yep. Right.
So please go and talk about that.
Now, you know what's crazy? It wasn't just the digital, the actual game itself. It's the physical copy, which is a grab for me. For those that ordered the SmackDown 20th anniversary special edition, when we were told about it, we were going to get a few cool items, like the ring skirt from the old SmackDown. We were going to get the deluxe edition of the game. We were going to get the DLC, Bump in the Night, with the Fiend, Bray Wyatt included. And also an autographed photo plaque of a very important SmackDown superstar. And the choices were Edge, Kurt Angle, and Rey Mysterio. Random picks. It didn't matter. You were going to get somebody. So, me banking, I wanted Edge. Guess what? I did get Edge, but nice. Guess what? It wasn't signed. Me, out of many others who complained, about this online, also didn't have their Edge plaque signed. So somebody said Edge not to be a bother, and they actually tweeted at him, and he answered. He said, listen, I bought the SmackDown edition, and guess what? I got you, and there's just an autograph. He's like, yeah, it's a botch on them. He's like, you know what? Here's what I'll do. He even threw 2K under the bus. He said that if you give him a minute, because he's going to be out of the country filming a movie, that he's going to come back and he will have a mailing address and they'll follow everybody who has the plaque and shows it to him.
Mm-hmm.
You mail it out to him. He will sign it and mail it back to you personally. That's what Edge said he would do. 2K heard about this. And immediately jumped on the, oh my God, we're so sorry. We'll fix this. Guys, just send us a picture of the plaque and your receipt. I can't find my receipt, so I'm kind of screwed, but I do have the plaque with the number on it, so they'll take that.
Mm-hmm.
And I have to mail it back to 2K, and they will get it signed by Edge for me. So I'm going to have to do that now when it's something that should have been signed already. How do you botch the physical stuff? Physical stuff in the game. The physical things you get. And it's bad when other people say, yo, I'm not picking up my 2K. I don't even know now. I know the game was going to be trash because of what happened. But, yeesh, even the physical stuff isn't ready. Now, the game, day one. And heck, you know me. Mm-hmm. I will play a 2K game on day one. Did I open 2K this year, day one?
Fuck no, baby.
I did not. You know why? Because the minute I heard about it, and I know a lot of people were complaining about the graphics and it wasn't looking right. You know, people looked like they're older versions or they put out like The display images look terrible. Like,
or Becky floating face.
Or Becky floating face. Or
I got a question, 2K. Did you decide to go into, like, I don't know, Ubisoft Studios and look up when they fucked up on Assassin's Creed and just say, oh, this would be a great gimmick to put in the fucking game. Yeah, let's just have Becky come out with floating eyes and a mouth.
Yep.
That's a great fucking idea for a wrestling game.
That'll totally work. And the hair physics. The hair's looking crazy. People bounce off steps and then fly out the ring and end up in the air. Just, like, if you go on YouTube, some of this stuff, the glitches, it's terrible. And they said day one we were gonna get a patch. Because they knew that everybody's upset about the glitches. Now, here's another fun fact. What did I tell you was one of the main reasons I was buying the game? Because who was DLC and you get him off the rip?
Wasn't it, it was Bray, wasn't it?
Yep. Didn't get him.
Wait. You didn't get a DLC character that they were avidly fucking promoting. Avidly, because it was on every fucking team. It was on every commercial that you would have got Bray with the pre-order.
Yep.
You didn't get him.
No. But guess what I had to do to get him?
What?
I had to beat a tower to unlock him.
That was never mentioned in the commercial.
It wasn't.
Interesting. Good job, 2K. Fuck nuts.
Listen, 2K, I love you. I played many of your games before.
I don't.
Even when they said it was going to be shitty. 2K19 was better than 2K20. And 2K19 felt like repetitive at some points. And this is the year you had the four horsewomen involved. So that pisses me off because you get to replay certain matches. And one of the funniest glitches is when you do Charlotte Wood doing the figure eight, the ref gets in an awkward position where it looks like...
he's teabagging Charlotte?
Yes.
Oh, my Lord.
That's a glitch.
I'm kind of pissed about this happening, especially when this is the first time you have a female WWE superstar
on the cover,
and it just so happens to be Becky Lynch.
Mm-hmm.
So you guys have Becky Lynch on the front cover. Granted, she's sharing a cover with Roman Reigns,
mm-hmm.
but I don't give a shit about that.
Yeah.
I cared about the fact that it's the first time she's on the front cover, any female superstar is on the front cover, and you guys botched the initial launch?
Yep. And they said a patch was coming out. We got the patch. There's still glitches with the patch.
See, that bothers me. That bothers me to my gaming core because not for nothing, with a company like 2K that's been pumping out game after game, year after year,
mm-hmm.
you would have think that they had their shit together by now.
Yeah.
But no, because they're rushing to put out a brand new wrestling game year after year instead of just fixing what they have
mm-hmm.
and making it better. They want dollar signs and they want money coming in for revenue and decide, oh, we're going to create 2K20. Oh, we got to get it out by this date.
Mm-hmm.
And don't bother having their testers go through shit with a fine-tooth comb and making sure that the glitches aren't going off.
Right.
Not for nothing. You know what you assholes need to do? Go and fucking watch Grandma's Boy because guess what? There's a whole company that has game testers and they make sure these glitches don't happen before launch.
Yep.
And the glitches that you guys had with this initial launch should have never happened. That patch that you did on day one should have never had to come out if you would have did your shit right.
Yep, there should never be a day one patch unless you're updating stuff like new characters, things like that.
Exactly.
Then they said we were supposed to get a new patch Friday. We actually got it a couple of days early. Still didn't fix anything. I haven't had some of the terrible glitching that people have had. Like, I know if you're creating certain people, like, I know Finn's updated now. A lot of people want to update Finn with his new tattoos and his new look, period. It makes his hair shorter. There's a hair glitch when you make a new gear for somebody. It gives Finn a shorter haircut than what he already has. It gives Roman a short haircut. And it actually looks good on him, though. I'm not going to front.
So what did they do? They gave him the Becky, I want to speak to a manager look?
No, they gave him the crew cut look. Like the Caesar. Like low Caesar. And yeah, it's really bad. It's really bad. I'm seeing a lot of it. Like one of the biggest things with me is you had this time to update characters' looks, and you didn't. You didn't update Peyton Royce because, Lord knows, she's not a brunette anymore. You didn't update Sasha. We know she damn sure don't got purple hair no more. It's just one of those games, man, where I'm like, iffy to play it a lot.
And 2K dropped the ball.
They majorly dropped the ball for me, and I'm disappointed. Hopefully with more patches, which you shouldn't have had to do in the first place, this wouldn't happen. I knew it was going to be a question mark of a game when Yuke's left. Once Yuke said, we're not doing 2K anymore, we're not working on the WWE games anymore, I knew it was going to be a big issue. And I hate to say it, I'm going to have to maybe stop playing 2K for a little while. And
I mean, at this point, initially, 5-star rating, what are you giving us?
Off the rip?
Yeah.
2.
Damn, I feel like that's generous. I feel like
1.5.
Yeah. 2K has a lot of work to do. They need to start looking at how games need to properly be released at launch. If you guys have game testers, then you know what? You need to start running your game testers at full throttle, man, because this is just a piss poor example of how. This is actually not a piss poor example. I want to say this is a prime example of how a major league gaming company just rushes to get content out and doesn't care about the quality.
But that's the thing. You know what? WWE Games doesn't hold themselves in the pedestal that NBA 2K does. If there's shit wrong with NBA 2K, and you know I play that too.
Yeah.
They will patch that shit up with the quickness if anybody finds a flaw with something.
But here's the thing. Even though they're not holding themselves up to that standard, they need to.
Right.
Considering that WWE is one of the major wrestling companies that are out there.
Mm-hmm.
And right now, the only ones who are putting out games.
For now,
is WWE and NJPW with Fire Pro Wrestling World, which was the last game that they came out with.
Mm-hmm.
No offense. They need to hold themselves to a higher standard than anyone else. Because I guess what? AEW is coming up at their heels, and Kenny's heading up the project for their video game. And I guarantee you, being that it's Kenny Omega, he's not going to let shit like that slide on their launch.
Exactly.
Because Kenny Omega is a gamer. Yeah. Kenny Omega is a gamer, and he wants to get a game out for people who play games.
Mm-hmm.
He's not going to tolerate no fuck shit when it comes to glitches like that.
Nope.
And he's going to make sure that he's in on the entire project from beginning to end.
Mm-hmm.
WWE needs to do the same thing.
They need to have somebody like that. You need to get like an Xavier Woods on that type of thing.
I don't know why he wasn't on the project to begin with.
Yep, but you got him in the Bump of the Night DLC, narrating with Big E and Kofi. That's another one. But you know, I'm going to let you have this full rant because I know we talked about it off air, and you were going to go in full detail about it. So kids, if there are kids present, please
put take them to
away.
Bed.
Put them away. Tell them to go to bed. Tell them to watch My Hero Academia. Stuff like that.
Or read them the Go to Fuck to Sleep by Samuel Jackson.
Oh, God. See, that's where we're going with this. Tech is going to have his personal rant about a game or a gaming company. Like, heck, the floor is all yours, brother.
So, anyone who knows me knows I am probably one of the biggest Street Fighter marks out there. And it's no surprise to anyone who knows me. This being from, I've been playing Street Fighter since I was 8. I am now a grown man at 34, which means I have played Street Fighter since Street Fighter 2 on the SNES and Sega Genesis up until current. So, and I have played every Street Fighter game that has been out. Even those crazy-ass mashups like Tatsunoko versus Capcom, which, why in the hell did that shit come out is beyond me. I don't care. It was on the Wii. I didn't fucking get it. But Street Fighter V is probably got to be the biggest thorn in my ass when it comes to Street Fighter than any other Street Fighter game that has released. And I'm going to say it like that because for a Street Fighter game to release, right?
Mm-hmm.
You initially get your set of characters.
Very true.
Then what they turn around and do, and this has been happening since Street Fighter 4, there's DLC. Now, typically with DLC means you get new characters. Now, with Street Fighter 4, it was you had Street Fighter 4, and then you had Super Street Fighter 4, which then came out with a whole new batch of characters. You right. got Yan and Yang. You got, I want to say, who else did you get? You got a couple of other characters.
Okay.
Off the top of my head, I can't think of who the other characters. Fei Long came out with Super Street Fighter 4.
I like
Fei Long. I think T-Hawk was in there, and you got a couple of others. Then came out Ultra Street Fighter 4, which was probably like the last edition for Street Fighter, where they dropped a few more characters into it, and that was it. Now with Street Fighter 5, it seems to me like all of these gaming companies, especially fighting games as of late, their whole shtick is they're going to give you a fighting game with the base characters, and then little by little, they're going to have DLC, which you need to now pay for to get these characters. Mind you, the coding in the game already has the characters there. You just need to pay to unlock them. So now this is where this whole bullshit with this pay to get, or, you know, this cash exchange to get these new characters now is starting to really bother me. Like, this is grinding my fucking gears at this point.
It's going to be good.
Because now you did it with Street Fighter. So now you're paying this company, Capcom, which seems to be on this fucking kick of having you have to pay for all these characters now. You have to get the season pass, otherwise you don't get the set of characters. And then you're playing basically a half-ass game. We're now paying for characters who have been in past Street Fighters that are now coming out with DLC. You're talking about Sagat, who has been in every fucking Street Fighter game since Street Fighter 1, which was the most horrible version of Street Fighter that I ever played, because the mechanics were shit, and granted, that was back in the day, so for the time, we understand. But why the hell do I have to pay to get Sagat as a DLC character? Yes. The face on you, the face that you're making right now is the fuckboy shit I'm talking about with Capcom. Exactly. Really? Blanca was another one.
What? Oh, shit.
Right. Then Capcom comes out with all this extra DLC costume shit, like the Capcom girls in bikinis.
That was a waste.
Or the Halloween shit where the characters dress up as different people. Case in point, you had Ken dress up as Dante from Devil May Cry. Look, I get it. Companies need to make money. They need to do their shit. But not for nothing. When you have to pay for extra DLC characters to get loaded onto a game so you can have a complete roster, but then you still have to pump out updates for a fighting game to fix fucking in-game glitches, and yet you still haven't resolved the issue of people force-canceling the game and you don't even get the win for online matches, this is the bullshit I'm talking about. And Capcom isn't the only one who's doing this.
Who else?
Namco Bandai is also doing this on two of their titles.
Which ones?
Tekken 7 and on Dragon Ball FighterZ.
But you love Dragon Ball FighterZ.
I do, but I don't feel the necessity to have to pay $5.99 per fucking character to get them.
How many characters are there?
Too goddamn many. I have to pay for Brawly. I have to pay for Super Saiyan Gogeta. I have to pay for Super Saiyan Blue Vegito.
What?
Fuse Zamasu. Kid Boo. Come on. At this point now, you're telling me I gotta pay an extra $55, $60 for this. Just to get characters so you don't have a full fucking roster.
I'm scared for that Dragon Ball game now that you're telling me this.
Dragon Ball Kakarot is something completely different. It's from a different company. Arc Systems isn't doing it.
Okay.
So that's number one from Namco Bandai. Tekken 7, I don't have a full roster because of the fact that in order to get the Season 2 of characters,
which is
Negan. I can't get Negan because I have to pay for him. I got Noctis because he was free.
Okay.
Geese Howard, I had credit left on my PSN wallet, so I was able to get him. But now with the new characters who are coming out, Zafina. And then, what the hell was his name now? The new one who looks
Leroy
Smith?
Leroy Smith.
Yeah. I got to pay for those? Come on now. Right. This is how gaming companies are fucking over the players, little by little, with every single time that they can. In order for you to have a complete roster, you're going to have to sit there and pay for either per character or get the season pass.
Now, I'm going to ask you something as a fighting game fan with these DLC passes, because I'm going to know your rant's not over. Would you prefer that the DLC and you spending your money just be on brand new characters? That's it. Just brand new characters to the game. Would you be fine with shelling out the money for that?
I would be fine
shelling out. Because that's what WWE does. Previous games did that with the NXT guys. If they didn't make the cut of the game, they were available like Ricochet. I paid $10 for the NXT pass, and I got NXT guys in the game.
Right. See, here's my gripe with it. I'm from the OG in fighting games where if you wanted to get a certain character, you had to unlock him.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like at this point, these companies are bastardizing the games by forcing you to pay in order to get these characters.
Right.
And that shouldn't be the case. Now, if it was something like a new level, or it was like a story mode attached to these fighting games, or if it was some like massive update, then yeah, I wholeheartedly understand having to pay for the content.
Mm-hmm.
But at this point, you're making me pay for characters who have been in past versions of the game, and then you're coming out with newer characters? Like, come on, this is getting ridiculous now. This is just getting absolutely ridiculous. You know who's one of the biggest companies who has done this shit? And I've been dealing with this shit since 2014?
Who?
Fucking Bungie.
Okay, you know what? This one's going to be, this is going to be a real meeting. Go ahead.
So I have been playing Destiny since day fucking one. Day one. Yeah, and I dragged Teal Karm into it. Yes, you did. But here's where it comes down to. Destiny since day one. Got it with my PlayStation because I bought the bundle.
Mm-hmm.
You get the game. Then there's the DLC that comes with two season passes. Or the DLC is two extra versions. Mm-hmm. You get two new raids. Okay, cool. I bought into it.
All right.
Then came out House of Wolves. That was a new expansion. Okay, gotta pay for this shit now.
Mm-hmm.
Then comes the Taken King. Oh, brand new expansion. Gotta pay for this shit now. Then comes I'm trying to remember the name of the expansion with the Iron Banner of the Iron Lords. What the hell was that banner? That expansion called? Whatever. So at this point, there's an expansion with the Iron Lords. Had to pay for that shit. Then comes Destiny 2. Okay, great. Like a dickhead, I sat there and bought the collection. I bought the collector's edition. Shelled out $250. Got the expansions with it. Well, shit, for $250, I better get the two expansions.
Yep.
You did another.
But now there's a new expansion that came out. Forsaken. Bought the Forsaken expansion.
Nope.
Now there's another expansion that's out. No, Forsaken didn't come with it. Forsaken was a separate expansion.
Baby, you bought it with
no, the my love. Warmind and Osiris were the two expansions.
Oh, yeah.
Right. Then Forsaken comes out. Paid for that expansion. Now we are Shadowkeep. Now, granted, with Shadowkeep, you did get a portion of it that was free. Okay, you guys got that. But none of the storyline was updated. Now I have to shell out another $35 to $60 for this. At one point, where does it fucking end? This ain't World of Warcraft, goddammit. This is what really starts to piss me off. When gaming companies are forcing players, in order to proceed with the game, you now have to get the newest DLC. And it's not like they're pumping out a new disc. Shit, the content is digital. You can download it right from the PlayStation Network. But this is where I'm starting to, like, this is where it really just starts to irk the shit out of me. It's money transaction in order to get the newest content. You guys already have the shit developed, or you guys have been working on it, and it's already loaded onto the disc. And the files are huge as hell that you download.
True.
But we got to shell out X amount of dollars now to get all this. It's not the same like it was before where it's just a minor update. Boom, it just came with the game. No. You guys are half-assing shit. You guys are pounding out content. Because let's all keep in mind, Destiny 2, when it first launched, was fucking terrible. Even after the first expansion, it was terrible. It took you guys two expansions to start getting shit right. And then Forsaken corrected all of the issues that you guys had from the beginning. So, gaming companies need to start getting their shit together, start figuring out how they can start doing things the right way, start doing justice by the people who play these games and who are loyal fans.
Delay a game if you have to. That's why I respect that Last of Us Part 2 got pushed back.
Exactly. At that point, if you know your shit is not coming out right and you have to delay it, then delay it. But don't sit there and rush shit out just because, oh, shit, yeah, here we go. We got to get this out now.
We got to get meet the deadline.
Got to meet the deadline. Got to make sure we get the money coming in. That's bullshit, because that's not fair to everyone who buys your shit and who sits there and dumps in hours and hours on end to fix it. Because if you want to really talk about how people sit there and know what they're doing, Square Enix is probably the prime company who knows what they're doing. Mm-hmm. Final Fantasy VII Remake has been talked about for fucking years.
Over a decade.
Ever since the technical demo that came out on PS3 showcasing the power of the game.
I remember that.
That's what got the buzz going about Final Fantasy VII Remake. And then we were supposed to get it like 3 years ago. Then it was 2 years ago. And then we're just hearing about the games dropping this year for next year. Why? Because Square Enix wanted to make sure that they're going to put the game out and that they put it out right. Mm-hmm. If you got to delay your shit, then delay the shit. But don't sit there and fuck everyone over for content that's not going to be worth it.
You're right about Square Enix, though, because they did it with the Avengers game.
Yep.
They delayed that, too.
And I bet you anything, that game is beyond fire.
I bet you it is, too. They fixed up Black Widow, who looked like Far Cry.
Exactly. That's just where my gripe is. And this Unhinged episode was probably long overdue, probably before I even did that anime conversion into live action episode.
Terrifying, that episode. It was so terrifying. I've never heard you get so angry.
And just to throw this in, here's a little piece that I forgot. Street Fighter The Legend of Chun-Li, fuck you for making that too.
Wow.
And fuck Kristen Kirk for playing Chun-Li. You had no point being in that fucking movie. Dumb bitch.
Oh my god. Hey. Yikes.
Know your role and learn the lane that you're supposed to be in when you're playing a character.
Oh my goodness.
Michael Clark Duncan was probably the only thing that was even good about him playing Balrog. And even that shit was wrong. And then you got Taboo to play Vega. That ugly motherfucker. Why'd you get him to play Vega? The hell kind of bullshit was that? Everybody in the Black Eyed Peas should have slapped the shit out of Taboo for being in that fucking movie.
They should have had Fergie play Vega.
Fergie would have been a better pick, exactly.
Fergie would have been a better pick. At least you would have been color coordinated.
And then you went and got my man from what the hell was that movie that The Rock was in?
The Rundown?
No, not The Rundown, the other one.
Which one?
The one where he had Johnny Knoxville in it.
Oh, it was the movie where he had the 2x4.
Exactly, he started beating the shit out of everybody. Man. And he smashed in my man's Porsche with the backlight.
Yeah, and he was...
Yeah, then you got that dumbass to play Bison.
Oh yeah, he was what's his name on Arrow too.
Yeah. What kind of shit is that? You get him to play Bison and then not for nothing, you sat there and got you got Robin Shaw to play Gen.
Walking Tall.
Okay. Here's another thing too. Then you get Robin Shaw who played Liu Kang, was probably one of his better roles because Lord knows Beverly Hills Ninja was a what the fuck was that about? But we're not gonna get into that because it has nothing to do with this. But Robin Shaw plays Gen. You had him play a master assassin who trains Chun-Li. Where the fuck did you guys come up with this?
Out of their ass and around the corner.
Basically. And then I can't even remember this dumbass's name who was in all the American Pie movies. Mm-hmm. You get him to play Charlie Nash?
Chris Klein.
Yeah, that doofus shouldn't have been in the fucking movie. The fuck was he thinking? And then he had the worst fucking one-liners ever since the 1980s. You sick son of a bitch. Get the fuck off of the movie.
God. Oh, no.
I'm done ranting. Close this out.
All right.
Fucking bullshit.
On that note, guys, we'd like to thank you again for listening to us. Big shout out to Brickhouse Power, JKX Designs, Clever Art. Anybody else we're forgetting at this moment? Because I'm scared.
Don't forget Jack Mofo.
Jack Mofo. Hill Karn for being our stat lady again.
Yep.
And also giving side commentary. That's about it, right?
That's about it.
And on that note,
stay tuned for the next Unhinged episode where we start talking about some other shit that fucking royally pisses us off.
The wrestling world might be the next topic for us.
Yeah, your motherfuckers got it coming.
Yep, especially a lot of you fans.
Fuck boys.
And on that note,
give you a peace, a salute. And we're out.